Hello and welcome to another exciting new episode of our playthrough of a couple of Drake's game, Court of Blades. Thanks to the fact that some people leap without looking and lack the ability to think ahead, and some people are busy smooching others, we had to make some new characters to join the coterie. While you already got a glimpse at Ali and Lee, we haven't yet seen them in action. So, without further ado, let's jump right into it with the next job.
Are you two free to help us with this errand?
I think it'd be really funny if you come in on Lee just being like, "And on behalf of the entirety of House Bastion, we do apologize for Samael's actions." I'm not sure how that one sounds. Let me try that again. "On behalf of all of House Bastion, I sincerely apologize for Samael's behavior."
Lee, you're gonna do great whatever you do with that, I am sure. The important thing is that it's not our fault, it's only Samael, right?
Well, we weren't even there.
Exactly. So, why are we apologizing for them?
Because that's my job, unfortunately.
It is very unfortunate, but that's the thing that you have to stress, is that it was only the actions of Samael and not House Bastion. But at the same time, House Bastion does in fact have control over its servants. That's the essence of this, no?
Which is the problem, because we don't want to disavow them for some reason.
I
haven't figured out what that reason is yet.
Well, obviously it's because he has connections with the house.
Yeah. I mean, you know how it is. Like, those with connections always get the softer blow.
Are you implying that he's sleeping with...
News travels fast this night. I say so it's like I means. Walk in, like, adjusting my more scoundrelly clothes. Are you free for an errand?
Oh, I am free. How about you, Lee?
My darling Skylarks, for you, I'm always available.
Fantastic. It is just me and Fia, so we could use the extra hands. I assume with the practice you have heard what has happened to Samael?
I've been given instruction to draft an apology.
How badly did they mess up this time?
Apparently there was word about the guillotine being necessary.
I may have caught them casting a spell to disguise themselves as a fully fledged noble.
Why?
I just shrug.
You know,
if
I knew they were.
If anybody could answer that question, I imagine that they would hold the keys to the universe in their hand.
You know, I knew they were a fool, but there are levels of fool here. Like, this is just...
I am not sorry to see this next test through without them. Terry, however, is otherwise tilt the head. Indisposed?
They would be indisposed.
Well, I imagine them...
Quite popular.
I imagine we'll see them after lunch tomorrow.
Most likely.
Lunch, huh? All right. Cracks their knuckles.
Have you been caught up to speed?
Yeah, we're doing this for love, right?
Always?
Yes.
Then I think we're caught up to speed.
Most noble thing someone could fight for.
Eh.
So I've been told. Personally, I'm not too interested in it.
Well, you know, love is different for everyone, so... Eh. But, hey, this also seems like a very good time, just in general. We get to fob off House Lavelle and the City Watch at the same time, and you know what? I'm here for it.
So what you're saying is I should start drafting your apology letter next.
Yeah, you know. If I don't think I'll need an apology. Caught,
then no more apology letters are needed.
Ali,
exactly.
Just be smarter than Samuel.
I feel I must stress that this is a operation of stealth.
Look, I get it. My abilities here, I'm more going to be in the sense of distraction and access. I understand that we need to be stealthy.
The thing is, as long as that access does not come as the end of a bomb, I think we are fine.
Ah, no, you misunderstand. That access, well, that see, access comes.
It goes with, boom.
That access comes with things like this, and they just get a like they have like a bottle of alcohol and a bit of a, you know, the good old blackmail. We always know there are ways to people's hearts, and they just gotta be found, don't they?
If it comes to that, I'm hoping we will not need either method, and perhaps we just sneak in and out without detection.
Look, plans always fail. We know this. I'm the plan B.
I am happy for you to be the backup, but let's keep that in our pocket.
You got it, Vivi. I'll follow your lead. Look, you know better than I do.
I just want to say that Samuel is dressed in this, like, shimmery, starry night kind of looking outfit.
Samuel?
Samuel?
Sorry, not Samuel.
I was going to say, where's Samuel? Why is he here? Get out!
Samuel is dressed in uniform.
Samuel just appears in the room for a second dressed in this and then disappears. We're all just like...
And it's just like, I look better than all of you. Fuck you. Walks off.
Flip him off as he goes off.
No, Leah's dressed in this like starry night kind of like outfit, like very, very well dressed. This is what they call their stealth uniform.
Is it black and like Donna Troy level Starfield?
Yes.
All over? Or
yes.
Oh Lord. Oh lady preserve you all.
We'll just move when they're not looking, and it'll be fine.
Yep, just stick to the shadows. It'll be fine.
Just don't touch the light. How are you?
Just throw them to a gondola. It'll be great.
How are you beginning this errand? What tactic are you taking?
I am strong-arming everyone into a stealth plan, it seems like.
I feel like this is a transport plan, though. Because the whole thing is to extricate them from the Lavelle Palazzo and get them outside the city.
You
and
know
I feel
what?
Like
you are
that,
right.
Yeah. I feel like that is the requirement here.
Okay. So, travel. What is the method of travel?
On foot?
I guess it has to be on foot because we don't have our own vehicles.
I mean, we could try to acquire an asset.
We could also just borrow because we have, that's one of our house's things, right? Transport?
That's true.
Oh, it is. Oh, that's true. Yeah.
House Bastion has transport as one of your strengths.
Hey.
Okay. So
I would love to tap into that for sure.
I would say water-based because water is much faster than land-based.
Also just much more dramatic.
It is that's very it. Dramatic. And
people
a little
gondola down the canals of not Venice is absolutely the most.
Yeah, and then people like, hopping from like roof to roof trying to chase us and everything.
Mm. All right, yeah, you guys, I think you can get a... well, I think that's going to be part of the role is what you're able to secure from House Bastion. So
delightful.
This is a transport role.
Mm-hmm. This is how we end up getting a barge instead of a gondola.
Oh no!
Is this errand particularly bold or daring? Yes, you are going to have to somehow get into the Lavelle's house to abscond with their heir. And yeah, that seems like on a night where everybody's out in force. Absolutely, this is bold or daring. Is it overly complex or contingent on luck or outside factors? I don't think so. It's just
like,
get noble, get out.
Yeah, like there's not a lot of luck to be had. Like, it's the thing of obviously want to avoid like canal patrols or whatever. But like, We know that. We have that factored in.
Yeah, of course.
And it's not like we can't disguise the noble as soon as we get them out. Mm-hmm. Or something. So that way, yeah, like we got plans. We got contingencies. Well,
our other strength for our house is intelligence, so.
Yes, very true. So yeah, that's not going to be an extra die. And this is, I'm not going to take a die away from that. Does this plan leverage one of your house strengths? Yes, it does. Is the target strongest against this approach, or are they prepared for this eventuality? They definitely have guards on their heir, because their heir has probably tried to do this before.
Of course they did.
Sorry, I'm just thinking of that scene from Monty Python and the Holy Grail, where it's like, the prince is like trying to just find their one true love, be rescued from the damsel in distress.
Yes!
And he's like, no singing! Enough singing!
So yeah, I think they're probably a little bit prepared for Fiore to run off. And they've taken steps against it. Can any of your friends or contacts provide aid or insight into this errand?
Fuse has a friend.
Oh, does she now? Or do they now?
Yeah, they have a gondolier.
They do! So did you get routes and whatnot from your gondolier?
From Benicio? 100%, yeah.
Oh yeah, that's your uptick, too. I'm not going to make you roll for that.
Bam.
Perfect. Are enemies or rivals trying to interfere with this? Not at the outset, I don't think. Let me just run through all of your rivals real quick.
Why would they want to interfere with love?
Ren is a Lavelle. But I don't think she's trying to, like, she doesn't know about this. She's not trying to interfere. So I'm going to say not at the outset. Will this errand in some way endanger or reflect poorly on one of your paramours? One of you has a paramour.
I do.
But I don't know if this will affect Rowan.
I think all. Rowan would just be amused if it happens.
Yeah. I don't think their reputation or anything comes into this. This is a higher tier target, but you are prepared for this shit. So I'm going to give you two dice. Who wants to roll the engagement roll?
Sankard. It's your gondolier.
Oh, sure. I'll roll it then. is there a roll engagement? There isn't. I'll just roll fortune on the crew sheet, on the coder sheet, whatever. Two dice. That's a five.
A five. Oh shit. That's you're in a risky position, but I think that means that you guys have made it to the house. You guys get I think it's a set of two gondolas. They're these sleek, dark painted. I think what are the house bastion colors?
Bastion's like a tree, right?
Yeah.
Green and gold?
Yeah, that's right. Gold.
Bastion. All right, yeah. Green and gold. Perfect. Miraculously, you managed to get gondolas that are not painted in the house colors, so nobody's going to know it was you. You got these sleek, black, like, normal-looking gondolas. You weren't able to get anyone to pull them for you this last minute, but poles were there, everything was included, and you guys slide up to the house. You see that the Lavelle Firestride party is in full swing. It's not as big or as grand as the Corvetta one. The Corvetta one was like the party for all nobles, but it's more like a festive family gathering for a noble house, which means it's, you know, to the nth degree, and still very loud and raucous. But you know which room Fiore is in, and I think that there is a tree right out, it leading right into their window that you guys could manage.
Ooh, I wanna lead us climbing up that tree all sneakily.
So in my gear, I can have a fine invitation for free if we want to just get in the easy way.
I want to sneak up the tree, but you can go in the easy way if we want to attack this from multiple fronts.
The pincer might be the best plan, especially because I don't know how well Lee can climb a tree.
It doesn't matter how well you can climb a tree. If I'm leading a group action, it matters how well we all can climb a tree.
Since we don't have anybody to actually be with the gondolas currently, I think Fuse is going to stay with the gondolas, unless Fia wants to.
I guess, who do we think is going to be better to have inside?
I might need someone to help me handle the guards, because there are probably going to be guards in the room.
Would you like distractions?
I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. Maybe having me come in from inside to get the guards' attention from the inside of the room to outside of the room.
How do you get that far into the house, though? I don't think the invitation will take you that far.
No, that's where that's where Peter's good at talking comes in.
Well, I mean, we don't have to figure this all out now. We can just like wait until the challenges present themselves and then like say, well, while that's going on, I was going in through the party and like figure it out as we go.
Yeah.
It's a question of where does Fia want to be? And then I can figure out where Fuse is going to be.
I think that Fia could be with anybody right now. I think that I could have a plus one on my invitation. The tree can definitely handle two people, and the gondola could also have two guards.
Oh, something we should have chosen before we started this. We need to choose our load. Oh,
sorry, I already chose mine.
Yeah, I did say reset your load, but yes, yeah. Choose it, right? Thank you, Saint. I thought about it while we were rolling entanglement, and then I forgot to say it at the end.
I've gone with discreet load. Yeah,
discreet. Yeah, I feel like discreet makes sense.
I'll go discreet.
It's almost like we're sneaking in here or something.
Fuse is like, y'all almost won't let me bring all my bombs.
Fuse, if you're staying with the gondolas, you don't need to be discreet.
No, I do, because it keeps us lighter and everything, and if we get, like, stopped, people will be less suspicious.
True. I guess.
Oh my gosh, Fuse is such a problem.
I have been so one of the pieces of gear, playbook gear that I have is a frightening weapon, and I have been racking my brain for what this frightening weapon is, and I keep settling on, even though it's probably quote unquote anachronistic, having a pump action shotgun, because that satisfying sound is just so good.
Oh, it could be that oh gosh, I think it's called the duck gun or something like that, where it's like,
or an elephant gun.
One gun that just has like the five nozzles.
Oh, an organ gun or something like that. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I know what you're picking up.
Oh my gosh, there's a pump gun that you would have to literally have someone use their shoulder. Have you seen a punt gun?
Yep, I have. It's like it's for hunting large numbers of birds. That's basically like, yes, I have an anti-tank rifle.
This is my anime gun.
Anyway.
The duck foot pistol. There we go.
Yes, that's the thing.
That's wild.
There have been some wild things in the past.
Yeah.
Just like gun swords are a real thing.
Yes.
Along with gun axes and gun crossbows.
Where's my sword gun?
Gun blade.
I'll have a gun blade. Anyway, no, we should figure out who's going where, who's going to be where. Because again, I feel like it's a bad idea to leave the gondolas alone, but are also, we're resourceful. I almost said scoundrels. we're resourceful members cat's of this paws. Coterie. Yeah, cat's paws. We can find people to watch it for us or whatever.
You know. And we're of the house of the people.
We are. Oh, we have a special ability that we have never used. You haven't used yet. I was going to say never used, but you know. Which is a matter of charity. Which isn't exactly what we're doing here, because we can use them as a source of information, which isn't quite the same as if, like, we were like, hey, we're going to use them for this, but I feel like we could.
I think, maybe, like, we can... the fictional positioning makes sense.
Yeah.
We don't have any influence, though.
Yeah, we do. Everybody got influence at the end of that last mission.
Yeah.
Oh.
We got 8 influence.
Right, I was looking at the
coterie sheet.
The coterie sheet.
Coterie sheet.
Like, this doesn't have any influence.
Y'all didn't put any influence in the house. Y'all kept it for yourselves.
I mean, we can shunt
which
it around.
Which is fine. No, yeah. Keep
Corey, your... would you allow us to do that?
Would I allow you to use Popular House to what
a matter specifically?
A matter of charity.
To basically be like, hey, watch our gondolas, make sure nobody takes them.
Yeah, sure. If someone wants to pay, I feel like watching a gondola for 20 minutes or whatever isn't enough to, like, warrant a whole influence.
Okay, that's fair.
So I feel like I'm just going to let you have this, yeah.
Thank you.
You ask a, it wouldn't be a vagrant in this neighborhood.
It's like, here, child, can you just watch these boats for me?
I mean,
we'll give you food.
Maybe like a street sweeper or something like that. Like, yeah.
And like press like a coin or a couple of coins into their hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, mister, I'll watch your your gondolas for you.
I love them.
No one hears them. Mister. That's definitely what they say.
In the Christmas, the end scenes of A Christmas Carol.
Yep. All right, Mom, I'll watch your gondolas for you. It won't go anywhere, I promise.
That's good.
Just give that person a thumbs up.
And a couple of shiny pennies.
Mm-hmm. They give you an adorable gap tooth smile.
Aww. Something bad's gonna happen to this kid.
I think we have a yellow at least for harm to children. I can't remember.
Okay, so that's fair. Okay, good. I just said like they're gonna get into trouble. I didn't mean like they're gonna get horribly murdered. I meant they're gonna get into trouble because of us.
Yeah, they might get into trouble, but no physical harm will come to this child. I promise.
I think Lee passes the child, puts their hand on its shoulder, and is just like, the people of Ilrin will remember this.
Oh, gee, really?
Of course.
You better believe it, kid.
I'll do my best. I'll give you a little salute.
We are on a bit of a clock here.
Right.
And I just like turn and go.
Between us two, now that we've resolved the gondola issue, who's going with Lee and who's going with Vivi? That's the question. I feel like Fuse would go with Vivi because I don't think Fuse would be let into this party.
I also feel like Fia would probably be more at home breaking in socially as opposed to physically.
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
So I feel like Fia and Lee should probably mark fancy clothes if you have them.
You're
going into a party? Perfect. But yeah.
I have fine courtly clothes.
I have the perfect ensemble, so.
Y'all fit in perfectly. All right, so how are you getting into this house?
I have a fine invitation that I I'm not going to say I forged it, but I did receive it from somebody.
Maybe. Ooh. Did you know someone in the Lavelle house?
That's a different question.
Were you invited to this party anyway? Or, yeah, did you ask someone to make you one?
I think I asked somebody to make me one.
Okay. You know Master Craftsmen.
I do.
They can be a little bit have a down low, I guess. Forging things, no problem. You have that. But does it pass muster is the thing. So, how are you talking your way into this party with the help of this invitation?
I... I think I watch for a little bit just to see how the other nobles are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Just to make sure that I have the correct mimic in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kind of replicate it. So, like, if people are standing around waiting impatiently for them to just confirm the invitation, fine. If people are just, like, flashing it and walking through, that's what I do. Whatever it is that the majority of people are doing, I try to do the exact same thing.
Okay. So, is this a sway or a consort, or?
I think this is a sway.
All right. And I think that your fine invitation will make it risky great.
And what's the lady's favor look like here?
Oh, geez. lady's favor for the characters I don't have any prepared for. You notice out of the corner of your eye on the other side of the house, shadows moving up the house. Someone shadows else is here.
Interesting.
You don't know if they are breaking in or breaking in for other reasons or here for Fiore, but they are here.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay.
I'll take that. That's a five.
A five, okay. Complication. The party is you get let in with no problem. They read your invitation, it passes muster, you act perfectly, you and Fia sweep into the party. But someone's gonna recognize you and pull you specifically into a conversation. You can resist that.
No, I think that's fine.
Okay. I think someone from the university, a minor noble who you've attended classes with before. Lee! Oh, how did you get in here, you old dog? And sort of slugs you on the shoulder. Come, come! You must meet everyone! And grabs you away from Fia to go have this conversation that you definitely don't want to be in because they are absolutely a bore.
Oh no, that kind of conversation. Oh no. Oh.
Do you want to resist it now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think Lee has a social battery to deal with those kinds of
small talk and all this bullshit. Yeah, absolutely. Resist.
Six. Suck it.
Yeah, you don't
that's a crit too. I don't have any stress though. Damn it.
Of course you crit on the one time you don't have any stress. So you easily slip out of it. You have the perfect thing to be like, I'll find you later. I have something I have to make my I have to say hello to the head of the house or whatever first.
Yeah. No, don't worry. Lee has the perfect excuse. It's just like, I don't need to take up any more of your time than I already have today.
And I think they're dumbfounded because they're definitely drunk. And blink at you. And yeah, you're able to go join Fia and you're fine. You're in the house. Our break-in team, our stealth team. How are you getting into this room?
Sneakily climbing up a tree.
Yeah, sounds right.
Are you, is this a group action?
I feel like it's about the same. I was going to say it's either a group action or you're assisting, but I think a group action I'm leading makes more sense.
Yeah, I think that fictionally makes more sense.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I also believe that balance or grace is probably an issue here.
Oh, you are absolutely right.
So I gain plus one effect on this. what is our position and effect?
Oh, it's risky. I think standard. So yeah, you get great effect.
Fantastic.
Can I hear a lady's favor?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
The guards aren't in the room, but there are other people in the room with Fiore, trying to cheer them up when you enter. There are going to be guards outside the room, no matter what you do. But this will make your life easier, and also, but there will be someone in the room.
How well are you at bullshitting people? I can do a little sway, if I need to.
I could do a little sway. I have a special armor relating to talking your way out of or running from trouble. So
okay. Yeah, so we could certainly be like, try to convince them to let Fiore go for love.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For love, exactly.
Okay.
For love. I think, and a fine bit of blackmail.
I think we're going to take that.
All right. All right, good.
If I wanted to make this an... If it was... Saints Devil's Bargain, I would definitely make it Ren, but
I mean, we
Ren
are
could also be
it,
here,
so
because it could be like we're both, I think, taking a lady's favor.
Yeah.
Oh, are you both taking the lady's favor? Well, then
I kind of need it.
Oh yes. So not only there will be a personal friend of Fiore's, but Ren will also be in there trying to console their cousin.
I'm obviously gonna take this.
Yeah, you have to. It's drama.
All right, I'm gonna roll.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a 2.
I don't know how to take that stress. That's fine. It's about what I was expecting.
Oh,
risky.
That,
great. One
that lady's favor didn't help me at all.
That's a 5.
That's a 5. Okay. You climb up the tree. You get the latch of the window opened. You see Fiore sitting on their bed. Their hand, like head, sort of like in their hands, like. There's an impatience to them, like they're waiting for something that hasn't happened yet. Allie, your eyes go to the person sitting next to them. You like they're dressed in a very like it's a beautiful gown, but it's still very sober. Their hair is pulled up. Her red hair is pulled up into a net, studded with what are the Lavelle colors? Little sapphires. And they've got their arm around Fiore, who's like sort of stiff in their grasp. And the friend, I think, looks up as the window creaks open and makes full eye contact and is going to shout, which will start a clock, but you can resist it down to one tick. Or you can make it, yeah.
Would
I think
like
actually agree to the clock at all. Yeah.
So I have special armor related to this. To resist a complication related to detection or security.
Uh-huh.
So can I just tick that and then they don't scream?
Yeah. They stand up, but they're like, their eyes are wide, but they don't say anything and they don't shout as you two slip into the room. And I think that wide-eyed face as you two like slip like shadows into a room you're not supposed to be in is where we're going to end for this evening.
Love it.
Amazing.
So let us do XP! Did you overcome an obstacle with audacity or an orthodoxy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you did. contend with challenges above your current station?
Corvetto. Lavelle.
The tattered prince.
The tattered fucking prince. The prince of fucking tatters. Yes. Did you bolster your current reputation or develop a new one?
We're daring as shit.
Yeah, we're very daring.
You're so daring.
I do think we are also starting to, like, develop ambitious.
Oh, I thought you were going to say stupid.
No, that's just you.
I think it's at least two of us.
Is that what, do you guys want to have ambitious be a thing you were developing?
I think it applies. So. Think about that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. Did you, by any chance, express the goals, drives, inner conflict, or essential nature of your coterie?
Damn right.
I don't know.
I think so just weird. The scene of Lee and Fuse first being on screen.
Y'all were so good. I was very into it. So yeah, that sounds like four to me. So guess what? Y'all have an advance.
So what happens when we get an advance?
Let's find out together. house advancement. That's dice. We're not rolling any dice because this isn't.
Oh, that's the wrong time. Oh, it's after. It's there's an advancement section after house advancement.
There it is. Where you that's actually have this.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, you've done all of that. After you do that, clear the marks and take either a new special ability or two coterie upgrade boxes. Say how you obtained these.
We don't get status.
Yeah,
is
it
what
doesn't
I'm
give
saying.
You any status.
Huh.
Or influence at all? No.
Or influence? No.
That's a choice.
Yeah.
Usually in a Forge from the Dark game, once your crew advances. You get coin, you get,
oh, wait, something. No. Oh. It's not in the coterie advancement section. That's why, for whatever reason. It's in the PC advancement section. It's the very end called gaining status. How, it says it right here. Every time the coterie advances, each PC also gets status equal to house tier plus two. Why is it there and not?
I don't know.
I'm glad that they have it. I'm very glad that they have it. So, house tier plus two, all of you get four influence.
Ooh.
Every four status. Four status, right? Yes.
Yeah. That's a lot of status.
It is. Yeah. Turns out being part of a house.
So, those of you with two, make sure to give that four status to both of them.
Yep.
Because, right, it's stash, not coin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do we want to decide on that advance right now, or do we want to discuss it like over the course of the week?
Either is fine with me.
Yeah. Do we have any ideas for what we want now?
I'm thinking either upgrades or maybe stronger together. Because stronger together is really good.
Yes, I mean it is good. Oh, we can't get personal training.
No, you can't. I mentioned that at some other point. I was like, that's...
They don't have personal training. Yeah, they don't have personal training in this game. Interesting. Yeah.
We could also get a retinue, which we don't have currently.
Mm-hmm.
We could get the Lady's Blessing, which is fun. You just get an additional die to roll at any time during an engagement.
Oh, right. It's like a free gambit.
Yeah, like a free gambit. Or just surprise, we have dedicated transportation. This was our dedicated transportation the whole time, and actually we have people here. They just showed up late.
I don't know. I'm torn. So I'd be happy to discuss it.
Yeah, why I was asking. I was like, if there's anything we want now, then awesome. But if not, we can discuss it over the week and figure it out later.
Yep, I think that's the thing to do, especially because it is getting kind of late.
Yeah.
All
right.
Yeah, I need to go to bed.
Yeah.
You guys have a crew advance. One crew advance.
Thank you.
Kelsey, what are Fia's XP triggers?
Let's see. Address a challenge with fey power and or control. I don't think I did very much of that this session. I did last time, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's... You did sway someone, which, I mean, sure isn't fey... Or you attempted to sway someone. Which sure isn't power, but... Or isn't, like, fey power, but... I could see you talking your way into controlling it.
Making that a control thing. I don't know, because it... I don't know, it doesn't quite feel right to me.
Fair enough. What's your next one?
Express your beliefs, drives, heritage, or background. I did, in fact, talk.
Yes, you spoke more than once. there were things happening about your background.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Struggled with issues from your indulgences or scandals? I don't think so. So I guess I just get the one this time.
Fair enough. Where are you putting it?
I'm going to put it in my character XP.
Makes sense to me. Okay. Our erstwhile Magus themselves.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Go through your XP triggers.
You addressed a challenge with arcane knowledge and or power. I think I did.
Mm-hmm.
I did a lot of magic-y things going on. You expressed your beliefs, drives, heritage, or background. Yes. I did in fact exist during this session. and you struggled with issues from your indulgences or scandals. I did this time.
You did. You stole a lot of booze, which I think is part of the reason why you guys got so much heat.
What? I can't believe the Tattered Prince would frame me like that.
The Tattered Prince will remember this. The Prince of Tatters. I think it's fine either way.
Alright, so I'm going to put two in mine to finally get that one out of the way and grab a survey.
Ooh.
And I want to put two in character experience.
Very nice. Teresa, our heroine of the dueling ground.
Yes.
Yes.
It me.
It you.
Hello. Did you address a challenge with violence or panache? No, I addressed no challenges today. Did you express your beliefs, drives, heritage, or background?
You did stick around to kind of bathe in the...
Yeah, bathe in the fame, the limelight. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And that is part of being a Bravo. Like, mm-hmm. that's definitely a thing. Having a claim from a bunch of nobles and stuff feels good, as it turns out. and then, struggle with issues or indulgences or scandals. I don't have a scandal, because I chose not to get one. And then... my education has not come up because people don't care how I was educated at this party.
Nope.
So that's one XP. I'm going to put in character XP. I just need four more. And I get another playbook special ability. Yay.
Vivi, our vivacious little son.
Hello. Address a challenge with stealth and or perception. Definitely stealth. Mm-hmm. I don't think I finally did it. I did a sneak. I'm going to argue perception in that I was aware of the people in the room and was able to sneak in such a way that they didn't scream.
Yeah, for sure.
Express your beliefs, drives, heritage, your background. I wonder. I'm getting into a bad romance with a fae, so yes. And also hurting the cats of my coterie.
Yes, you are.
My indulgence has not come up. I do not have scandals. So 3, which are going all into my character XP. 3 more, and I will have a character advance.
Brilliant. Okay. Lee, our teacher.
Hello. You address a challenge with expertise and or calculation. I am addressing a challenge with calculation. Does that count?
I think at least getting out of that conversation and, I mean, yeah, getting into the house counts for at least 1, if not 2.
All right. I did express my beliefs, drives, heritage, or background. I'm writing up an apology letter, possibly 2. I have not yet had any issues with my indulgences or my non-existent scandals. So I think I'm at 2. I'd say 2 feels correct. Both of which I'm going to put into mind.
All right. Last but certainly not least, our mafia princess. Princex. Alessandra.
Mafia scion.
Yeah. There we go. That's a perfect gender neutral word for it.
Yeah. I was thinking about it. I was like, what's the thing? I was like, scion. Because scion's always a good, like, it's the good, like, you're not just the child of, you are the scion. Mm-hmm. Just a challenge with evasion and / or mayhem. That'll be next time. I got in. I need to leave. So nothing for that. You express beliefs, drives, heritage, background. Yes, that definitely happened. We have multiple things. It's the reason Ren's here. Actually, Ren being here is unrelated, but, you know. Issues from your indulgence or scandals. Don't have the scandals, and helping the founder may be a problem later, but right now it isn't. So that's 1 XP. I have no idea where I'm going to put it. I guess I'll just put it in character XP, because I don't know where else to put it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it.
All right.
Thank you for listening to our latest episode of Court of Blades. Things seemed set up for success as prep for the next job went by pretty smoothly. There's definitely no way this job will end up going sideways. After all, isn't that how all heists go? Especially heists that are also escort missions? It'll be fine, I'm sure. I want to thank Saintgard and Asania for joining us for this game. You can find Saintgard on Twitter at Saintgardly and on Twitch at Saintgard. You can find Asania on Twitter and Twitch at Asania. You can find us at RollWithItAP on Twitter, Instagram, Ko-fi, Redbubble, Tumblr, and WordPress, where we'll post updates about the podcast and transcriptions of the episode for accessibility purposes. You can find me, Peter, at TheChaoticSuper on Tumblr. You can find Corey at InvulnerableTide on Twitter, TheInvulnerableTide on Instagram and it.io, and at TheInvulnerableTide.com. And you can find Kelsey at IslandersCaper on Twitter, Ko-fi, itch.io, and Instagram. Music by Ader41 from Pixabay. All these links will be in the description box for your ease. And on behalf of the entire Just Roll With It team, I hope that you come back next time to see whether true love really does prevail, or if the city forces will throw a wrench into Cupid's plans. And remember, regardless of the dice or the system, for the sake of the story, to just roll with it.